Wolfgang speaking to you from Jeremy's 1996 Toyota Camry, illegally parked to the shed of Thomas Jefferson School. Welcome to Idiots at 8, your foster home for lost comedy.
Where my dreams of being a decent writer have come to die.
Professionals without the pay.
We're a therapeutic group for proper conversation and common sense.
Where we're not allowed to say words like and
where we do stupid things.
Is this the part where I say something funny?
Why don't we just have Barack say something like in his really like
sad Barack.
Yeah, the Sadler.
The great sound that Barack makes. Why don't we just have him say what it is? It's flat out, flat tone, flat.
Can you give us a good example?
This is a comedy podcast for Thomas Jefferson School called Idiots at 8. Improv the rest, you
dumb. That doesn't feel like
say that. Do it.
Say what?
Those words, go.
Hi, this is Thomas Jefferson School with Idiots at 8.
Love the energy.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Bravo.
You're at a zero.
You get a Grammy for that.
Very articulate. I think we'll have great ratings.
This is good going.
This episode, Surviving the 50s, A Deserted America.
Sign your petition, hear about your kids, or buy your brownies. Just leave me alone. Can't I just have some silence? No one walk up to me. Don't ask me what my name is. I swear, if someone asks me how my day was, they're gonna die. Just give me silence.
Hey, Sil.
Dad, I'm heading in the back.
Sounds good. Just don't go in and read a whole bunch again.
Me alone. Can't I just have some silence? Silence? Just leave.
People of our great nation, I'm here to notify you today that we are currently experiencing one of our darkest hours. Our vile enemy has launched multiple nuclear missiles towards many of our important cities. Don't worry, my people. We have retaliated. But neither our nation nor theirs can stop the nuclear missiles. I'm sorry, but my aides are telling me I have to go. Good luck, America.
Thank you.
Hey, mister, are you okay? What happened? Where did the people go?
Boy, what are you doing out here?
I don't know. I was downstairs getting a Coke, and there was a big... And now I'm here. Who are you? My name's Christopher, but you can call me what you'd like. It looks like it's just us.
So where's your parents?
I don't know.
So where's your mother? Your father?
I don't know.
By the way, my name's Sylvester. You can call me Sil.
Like the cat?
No.
I've always wanted a cat, but all I can ever take care of is a goldfish. Well, how about that, mister? Do you like cats? That sure be funny, being as your name is Sil and all.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny, kid.
Mister, do you have anything to eat? My belly is growling.
All I've got are some cigarettes.
I don't smoke, mister.
You don't smoke? Huh. Well, don't start now. You've probably got enough on your plate.
Boy, this is where we play baseball. Me and Jimbo and Hugh and Kev and Joe Boy. Kev always fancies this girl Gloria, and boy is she ugly. We always let him have it for that, I tell ya. He ain't never gonna let that gal go. We always used to let him wait. I don't want to talk anymore.
Come on, boy. Yeah, keep talking to me. Tell me about baseball. Who's your favorite player? Ernie Banks, Mickey Mantle, the old bastard? What about Miguel? Robinson? Come on, son. Keep your mind out of the gutter.
No. Shut up about baseball, okay?
Look, kid, whether you like it or not, we're just about the last people on this planet, the way I see it. So you just gotta learn to get along with me.
No, mister, it's just... Well, I reckon you said it right then. I got a lot on my plate, you see? I've got a little brother and parents, and you just don't seem to have no one. You got that big old book holding it like it's your little brother. But I have people other than Mark Twain to think about.
I know, kid. I'm sorry for being so brash with you. I've got people to think about, too. We should get going.
It's all right. I suppose we should.
Hey, Sil, you remember that time we ran across that one-eyed tabby cat? He was trotting along like the Pink Panther. He's so big I would have thought he was a tiger. And then you meowed at him, and he turned around and mooed. All these mutant animals. Man, we laughed for weeks straight.
Oh, yeah, or that time you took a bite of the potato and it turned out to be spicy.
Man, everything in our world seems backwards now.
Maybe not everything. You see that pile of junk over there? I think I see a myth. Good find, boy.
You know, I've always wanted to see Paul Minor pitch.
Well, he's probably dead, but maybe the stadium's still standing?
You know what? Let's go.
Sure, kid. I guess we can.
What? It's gone! Hurry up, Sylvester.
Maybe don't run so fast.
It's not like I'm running or anything.
You still have that bottle of water?
Yeah, but none for you since you just drank a quarter of it half an hour ago.
Listen, kid, I'm not limber like you, so just give me the water.
Back off, Sylvester.
Boy.
My family could still be out there, and you've been holding me back this whole time. And the only reason you are is because you were alone before this, and you still are now.
Ungrateful bastard. You know they're gone. Everyone's gone. Everything's gone.
What have I done? Christopher? No, how could you do this to yourself? You shouldn't have jumped. God, what am I saying? I'm sorry, Christopher. Come back to me. I didn't mean this. You know I didn't. Christopher? Where are you, Christopher?
This audio production, entitled Surviving the 50s, was produced by Idiots at 8 at Thomas Jefferson School. Thank you for listening.
I don't want to set the world on fire. Just want to start a flame in your heart.